Okay, nearly finished. I've just got to make my main point regarding meditation teachers. If we are to become more authentic as Dharma teachers, able to guide others towards a true realization of the Dharma, then probably the biggest need is for teachers to be in relationship with one another. In that sense, it seems to me that we don't yet have a tradition. Dharma teachers, meditation teachers, all seem to be pulling in different directions. Members of the order are totally independent, and that is wonderful. I love our diversity and variety and freedom. However, we can lose sight of our connectedness in all that. I think teachers need to make conscious connections with one another as both teachers and students. All teachers naturally have students, and it seems no less natural for all teachers to have teachers. If we teach, we need channels for our own further learning. These days, many of us feel able to give meditation interviews to retreatants, but who do we talk to about our own meditation? Who gives us advice? Is it our chapter? Is it Bante? Is it our preceptor? I'd say probably not. I think it's extremely rare for any order member to have access to really good feedback on their practice. And this means that we rarely have any means of knowing where we are on the path, whether we're developing any insight, whether we're opening up to reality. Of course, even a teacher won't be able to tell us much about this directly. That isn't normally to be expected. Such things are very subtle and difficult to read. What they provide that is so essential is contact with someone more experienced. And it's from simply that connection that gives us some sense of where we're at. I think the real issue for the more experienced order member is how she or he gets truly confident in their meditation and Dharma practice, so that he or she feels courageous enough to let go of the fetters. That confidence essentially has to come from ourselves, but we cannot get it entirely on our own. It's in that crucial sense that we all need contact with a personal teacher, in some form, at least occasionally. I think occasionally is okay. I would say that goes for all order members, but I think it must be there for meditation and Dharma teachers if we are fully to trust them as such. If a teacher doesn't have a teacher, I wonder where they're coming from. And if they do have a teacher or teachers, I get a kind of clue which enables my trust. So this idea of mentoring, as it's often called, is part of the set of suggestions that Subhuti, Tejananda, Vajradhaka and I are making. I think, personally, it's the most important aspect. In the end, the rest is just another useful list. The heart of the matter for me is how you actually practice, and you get to that heart through connecting with a teacher. And we find this a problematic area, I know, because at some point it involves recognizing someone's insight. Because insight and compassion are our spiritual aims, and a teacher is helping us get to them. Recognition of insight is a controversial topic in our movement. For example, look at the way we've been schooled by Bante to be very wary of claims to insight. And of course it's right to be exacting, even suspicious of claims, and to be even more careful of suggesting such claims ourselves. But I think we should not be suspicious to the extent that we do not believe it is even possible for us to obtain insight. I don't have any solution to this issue, but I do think we need to dare to talk about it. It struck me a while back that we already do talk a lot about recognition, and perhaps ad nauseam, in the context of going for refuge. We talk about recognizing whether someone's going for refuge is effective or not. I've heard some of the preceptors talking about their antennae. They say they have these antennae which enable them to sense someone's effective going for refuge, or when it's not there. But what about the real going for refuge? What about insight, the real going for refuge? It's clear from Buddhist tradition that the real going for refuge can be recognised by another person. I think that the process of insight recognition is as organic and messy as it is in the ordination process. It's not as though there can be some kind of mathematical, scientific, point-for-point positive verification. It's more a question of learning how to read the signals that your antennae pick up. You know, you just sense a kind of affinity because of your relatively deep experience. And you can be wrong, though it is possible to become skilled in this recognition. This is all that happens when lamas and meditation masters affirm someone's insight. That's just what happens. So, I hope you don't think I'm advocating that we start announcing people as being stream entrants and arahants. I just think we should start finding our way in the territory of insight. It will take some time, but we need to start. It's this kind of thing I learned on my early Vipassana retreat, and I learned even more about it from Shenpen. I need to learn a whole lot more. We all need to learn this if we're to communicate the spirit of meditation, and we need that spirit to be there right from the start, right from the first beginner's class. Thank you.